Are you going to heave again?
Oh, God. It's coming back to me. Easton? I heard my weak, pathetic voice whine. I think I may be dying, I rasped.
Not soon enough, love,
he snapped, moving to get out of the bed. Did you get me drunk last night? I asked.
Baby, you managed that all by yourself with no help from anyone,
he replied curtly.
In fact, I did my best to cut you off, but it seems you had other means of getting what you wanted.
I managed to lift my eyelids the tiniest bit. He was standing there, shirtless, wearing a pair of gray drawstring pajama bottoms that hung low on his narrow hips. His hands were resting on his hips, and a look of pure disgust was on his face. As sick as I was, and trust me, I've never been this hungover in my life, I still recognized how smoking hot he looked, even when he was pissed at me. What do you mean by that? I croaked.
Your dance partner, remember?
I slowly shook my head. Not yet, I replied.
I'm looking forward to when it all comes back to you. You've made quite an impression on the horny lad, so much so that I had to intervene to protect your honor.
Jesus Christ, Easton. Are we fucking back in the Middle Ages?
If we were, I assure you, I wouldn't have left him breathing.
He left the room, leaving me there to contemplate my total misery and try to recollect what the hell had happened.